Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Most definitely, always remember that the Messiah intercedes for you, and always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. So always take it one day at a time. Stay grateful, thankful, appreciative, more praising, less complaining. Hallelujah. Let's be more solution oriented. Let's be more practical. Faith without works is dead. So let's be on that narrow path of alignment and really be a better example out there forevermore. Amen. Praise the Lord, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. And let's just thank the Lord for his grace, mercy, favor, love, protecting us coming in and going out, getting us through the morning, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night. Thank the Lord for his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins, his outstretched arm, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God. Just praise the Most High for all those things. So much things the Lord has done for us continually, and that he keeps doing forever for us. Amen. So always stop what you're doing. Just give him some praise right on the spot. Hallelujah. Most definitely, y'all. Greetings, family. Shalom, body of Christ. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Yes, yes, y'all. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth. Much love to the church. Much love to martyrs and soon-to-be martyrs, the brave, courageous ones for that gospel. And much love to all the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, all over the world. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. Let's always have that unity, that peace, harmony, and love. Let's always intercede for one another. Let's always pray and comfort one each other, okay? We don't know what our brothers and sisters in the faith out there are going through detail-wise, but we know that the Lord got them. Amen. So prayers up, prayers up, prayers up. Hallelujah, y'all. Praise the Most High. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let's gather together and sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, and praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, the plants, the trees, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Hallelujah. Always and forevermore, y'all. Rejoice. Always rejoice. Cry out to him. Do what you got to do. Worship in spirit of truth and serve him with gladness and joy. All right. Never let nobody take away your praise or your joy for the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. So that's what's going to get you through these last days. So we got to always stay upright and stay zealous for the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God, Father of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And let's keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Messiah comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, ready to go. Let's be washed up by the water through the word. Let's keep our lamps and our oils. Let's stay faithful, committed all the way to the end, endure to the end. Let's keep the gospel, keep the faith. Do not renounce your faith. Do not denounce your faith. Let nobody take your crown. Keep doing the gospel. Keep spreading the gospel. Keep doing the Father's will, Father's business. Make sure you keep, you know, doing the works that the Messiah did for us. The Messiah showed us how it's done. So let's follow that same example. Hallelujah. Most definitely, y'all. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us through dreams, visions, communication, confirmations, however, signs, miracles, wonders, encounters, all of that. Hallelujah. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's just know him for sure. Amen. Let's always just seek his face, y'all. Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Let us always obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, set your commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Whatever the Most High has told you personally, according to your life, your purpose, your calling, your gifts, your future, your situation, honor that, handle that, respect that, all right? Do your part, do your end. Make sure you discipline and got that self-control and you handle yours. No excuses. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So in today's message, it's going to be the news roundup, all right? Just a little tabloid reads or what have you, what's going on in America and outside of America, all over the world. You know, sports news, science news, business, politics, technology, everything just going on. You know, we always got to stay updated on what's going on, all right? Can't be so heavily minded we know earthly good, and you can't be too righteous or too wise, else you'll ruin yourself, all right? You can't be over spiritual. You got to be practical and understand carnal things, understand things of the flesh as well, what's going on in our day-to-day lives, all right? So it's always important to stay aware and alert, sober, and watchful, okay? We got to be vigilant, diligent people, and always have our awareness up, you feel me? So much love to all the watchmen and watchwomen out there. You know, got to always watch each other, watch what's going on around us, all right? There's something going on somewhere in our region, in our area, so we always got to pray about it and pray for other brothers and sisters out there too, you know what I'm saying? So everyone's environment situation is different in these last days, and the Most High is really purifying us, refining us, and testing us, okay? So, you know, crazy stuff the wicked are doing, and we know the Most High going to recompense the wicked, all right? So, you know, we're going to flourish and prosper forevermore, so let us always be aware of what's going on in our neck of our woods, okay? So we are just going to go through this news tabloid, and then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing, and we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So much just going on in the world. A very fast-paced world we're living in, you know what I mean? So it's all about adapting, adjusting, and transitions from now on. Amen. The Heavenly Father's outstretched arm, his mighty hand, the hand of God is going to carry us through forever, y'all. That faith is going to keep us up. All right. So this is the last news roundup for this year as well. And the previous message I made was the last last commentary for this year as well. So the year's ending on a good note, peaceful, calm, and out the way, out of trouble. Amen. Just got to keep it simple in these times. All right. So just got to adjust and adapt to this next new year coming up and how we're all going to go through it individually and gradually as a whole. It's going to be a huge test on us, okay? So let's see what we have here. Let's talk about the 2024 primary turmoil, a boom year for the stock market, and much more. I'm just reading as it is, so just bear with me, people, what we need to know. Trump nixed from the Maine ballot for now. Former President Donald Trump will not appear on the Republican ballot in Maine's presidential primary after Secretary of State Shenna Bellows, Democrat, ruled his role in the events of January 6, 2021, made him ineligible under a clause in the 14th Amendment. The decision follows a ruling with similar effect by Colorado Supreme Court and a decision by Michigan Supreme Court, leaving him eligible for the primary race. The Trump campaign said it would file an appeal challenging the decision in Colorado. The U.S. Supreme Court must issue a decision or suspend the lower court's ruling by January 4th for Trump to appear on the ballot. Primaries in both Colorado and Maine fall on Super Tuesday after critical votes in early states, including Iowa, January 15th, New Hampshire, January 23rd, and South Carolina, February 24th, among others. All right, so let's see what we have here. Let's see what we got going on here. Year-end market rally. U.S. stock markets are on pace to wrap up the year with double-digit gains. The S&P 500, which is hovering near its all-time high, closed up 25% for the year yesterday. The technology-heavy NASDAQ closed up 45% for the year and is nearing its best year since 2003. The Dow closed up 14% for the year, setting a seventh record high for the month yesterday. This year's rally marks a reversal from 2022, when all three major indexes closed lower. S&P 500, negative 19.4%, Dow, negative 8.8%, NASDAQ, negative 33.1%, ending the worst year for markets since 2008. Gains in 2023 have been partly due to the rise of artificial intelligence and big tech stock increases, primarily with a group known as the Magnificent Seven, the Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Meta, Microsoft, Tesla, and NVIDIA. A softening a softening economy marked by a cooling labor market and easing inflation paired with the next year's expected interest rate cuts also helped drive stock market gains. The annual inflation rate was at 3.1% in November, about a percentage point away from the Federal Reserve's annual target rate. Gypsy Rose Blanchard walks. Gypsy Rose Blanchard, convicted of coordinating the 2015 murder of her abusive mother, was released from Missouri State Prison yesterday after serving 7 years of a 10-year sentence. The 32-year-old Blanchard's story garnered international attention via numerous documentaries, with a series of prison interviews set to air next week on Lifetime. Man, that's some crazy stuff right there, man. Wow. Let's see what we have here. Staying salty, zero hydration. Zero sugar hydration. It's easy to forget that our sweat isn't just water, but why is that we don't, why we only down a glass of water after a long run or a hot day? Our sweat consists of water and salt, so next time you're reaching for that glass of water, remember to replenish electrolytes too. All right, so health news, you know, got to be more concerned with our health, okay? Sports, entertainment, culture. University of Wisconsin lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao fired after videos of Gao and his wife were uncovered. Wow. College football playoff kicks off Monday with number one Michigan taking on number four Alabama and number two Washington against Texas. All right. Magena Nigma, iconic South African playwright and six-time Tony and Grammy Award nominee, dies in a car crash at 68 years old. Okay. Science technology. U.S. military's X-37B space plane begins seventh mission. Vehicle was launched via a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket, allowing it to reach as high as 22,000 miles above Earth. Scientists discovered a source of mysterious type of immune system cells known as stem-like central memory T cells, which play a key role in remembering previous encountered pathogens. Interesting. Study suggests ultra-dense neutron stars contain quarks. Quarks, fundamental particles that make up protons and neutrons, which help make up atoms at their core. Learn more about neutron stars, collapsed supergiant stars roughly 10 miles wide. Okay, business and markets. Global mergers and acquisitions fell 17% to $2.87 trillion in 2023. The lowest level in more than 10 years and driven partly by tightening markets. Japan was the only country to see M&A growth at 32%. Detroit-based General Motors sues San Francisco for a $120 million refund, alleging the city miscalculated its tax bill for 7 years by improperly including General Motors' separate San Francisco-based cuisine unit. All right, let's see what we have here. All right, let's see what we have here. Chinese smartphone maker Xiaomi unveils first electric vehicle in bid to compete with Tesla, Porsche. Okay, politics and world affairs. An estimated 150,000 people forced to flee central Gaza as Israeli troops expand operations against Hamas to refugee camps. Republican Lauren Boebert to move residences will run in Colorado's 4th District after facing tough reflection bid. Former President Donald Trump won the 4th District by 16 points in 2020. Current Republican Ken Buck is retiring. U.S. homicide rate dropped by as much as 12% between 2022 and 2023, but remained higher than 2008 to 2020 period, according to preliminary data. In depth, burning bodies for science and dark will Paschiel. After decades of viewing fire fatality, investigations as an intuitive art, a growing movement of scientists is further in the field with concrete experiments. Let's see what we have here. It's to balance out your work life, chores, and relationships. Have a more balanced life. Let's see what we have here. Staying more hydrated, people. Gotta stay more hydrated, etc., etc. 81 science facts you probably don't know. Let's see. Glaciers. Gurus rank U.S. and Canada's best ski resorts. America's projected to spend $32 billion less on gas next year. All right, so let's see what we have here. Let's see. Yep. So that's about it for the news roundup. All right. So I just want to just run through the news roundup for today. I just got an email. So there you have it. All right. Just important to stay aware of everything going on around us and to stay alert and on top of things and to not be lacking wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Okay. So there you have it. What I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise His only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. Always remember that the weird, negative, bad news that you see out here, just know that we live by the good news of the kingdom. Amen. We live by the good news of the gospel. So always remember that. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord of hosts, y'all, the true creator. His son did die for our sins. His blood did clean up our mess. Hallelujah. The Messiah, he is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, y'all. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel. Praise the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, gets all the glory forevermore. Hallelujah. He is the advocate, the almighty, true, and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. The author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna to the highest praise. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world. Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my deliverer, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my high tower, he is our good fortress, he is the sufficient one, the sustainer, for he is the shield, the buckler. Praise the Lord forevermore, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barak Athah, Shalom Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai Yeshaya, Adonai Elohim. He is a consuming fire. He is the Father of lights. He is the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Praise the Most High forevermore. Yes, yes. With God, all things are possible, people. Call on him and he'll show you great, mighty things. You have to search for him and seek him with all your heart. He is a rewarder to those. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. So you have to have faith. You have to trust in him. You have to believe in him. Mustard seed faith, people. It is impossible to please him without faith. Faith, obedience, righteousness, works out to all be in line and together. Amen. His timing is perfect timing. Healing, restoration, deliverance is all him. His outstretched arm will do it. His outstretched arm will do it. His outstretched hand will do it. The finger of God will do it in your life forevermore. Praise the Lord as we end this year and move to this new year. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the message of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the rule of God's creation, the rule of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man. Hallelujah. Just praise him. He definitely is the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, son of man, son of the blessed, son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counsel of the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Adonai. Praise the Most High forevermore, y'all. He is excellent, worthy, so much more, y'all. Yes, yes. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We definitely are in agreement, y'all. Praise him forevermore, y'all. Just got to take it one day at a time out here, you know. Got to take it one day at a time, people, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. We know that his word is a purifying. We know his word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. And we know that every word of God is pure, as the book of Hebrews says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, the book of Hebrews says, you know what I'm saying? So praise the Most High, y'all, right? Yes, yes, y'all. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, seed of Adam, humanity, seed of David, kingship, seed of God, deity, seed of Jacob, nationality, seed of Judah, tribe, seed of Shem, race, seed of prophecy, amen. We touch the green authority and power in the name of Jesus Christ. You are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands, the prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new insight, new wisdom, new knowledge, new understanding, new everything, new song to sing, new joy, new rejoicing, new worship, new praise, new everything in your life, y'all. Praise the Most High, healing, restoration, deliverance. Prayers that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Prayers that your name is written in heaven. Prayers that you sit at the table of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Prayers that you have eternal life in a hundredfold. Prayers that you have the tree of life forever. Prayers up. Prayers up that you have the crown of life, the crown of rejoicing, the heavenly crowns. Praise the Lord, you store up treasures in heaven forever, forevermore, y'all. Keep storing up treasures in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord, y'all. Praise him. Become a new creature in Christ. Be born again in spirit and water. Repent and get baptized. Start your life over for the Most High. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So there you have it. All right. That's the word for today. Okay. Now, what I love to do is I close out, give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.